Chapter 18. The Crash. Chapter 18 continues as Peter and Thomas ride across the island on Theo's back. Peter again expresses his confusion with Theo's earlier explanation that belief is not merely a choice. Theo hopes to discuss the matter further, but before he can complete his thought, he unintentionally walks into a palm tree, throwing Thomas from his shell. Neither boy is seriously hurt. Thomas jokes that it may be safer to walk, yet he climbs back aboard because he remains persuaded that Theo did not intentionally throw them off and that the tortoise is still trustworthy. Because Thomas continues to believe this, he understands the collision to be an accident rather than a purposeful act of harm. If Thomas had concluded that Theo was careless, unsafe, or unconcerned for their well-being, the collision would have appeared to confirm that conclusion. Because he continued to believe Theo was trustworthy, he viewed the event differently. In the same way, when we have genuinely become persuaded in our hearts that God is loving, caring, fully invested in our well-being, and working out his perfect and eternal purpose in our lives, we will view life's difficulties with that perspective. We may not understand what has happened or why it has happened, but we can rest in the confidence that he is fully aware of all things and is faithfully accomplishing his plan. We can also apply this principle to other aspects of life. For instance, if a person believes that he is rejected, unlovable, or unimportant, he may interpret another person's silence, distraction, delayed response, or failure to acknowledge him as further proof that his assessment is correct. Yet the other person may simply be preoccupied, unaware, or dealing with something entirely unrelated. The outward event may be the same, but the meaning assigned to it is shaped by the belief already operating in the heart. This does not mean that painful events are unreal, or that people never mistreat us. It means that our initial interpretation of what happens around us is not always accurate. What we believe shapes what we perceive, and what we perceive influences how we feel and respond. Surface Reflections. What part of the story captured your attention or interested you the most? What concept, question, or insight stood out most to you in this chapter? Which character's perspective or response did you find most relatable? What concept or insight seemed the most challenging for you? Plunging deeper. Number 1. Peter's explanation of faith sounded logical because it was built upon assumptions he had never stopped to examine. Can you identify an area where your understanding of Scripture has been shaped more by assumptions you inherited than by conclusions you reached through careful study? Number 2. Peter assumed that believing and obeying belonged in the same category because to him both appeared to require personal choice. How do you understand the relationship between belief and obedience? If your understanding is different from Peter's, explain how this is so. Number 3. Theo never argued with Peter's sincerity. Instead, he patiently asked questions that exposed the foundation beneath Peter's conclusions. How do you typically respond when someone respectfully challenges something you have believed for many years? What usually determines whether you become defensive or remain open to re-examining your understanding? Number 4. Peter sincerely wanted to understand the truth, yet his existing framework made Theo's explanation difficult to receive. Can you identify an area where your present understanding may be limiting what you are able to see? What might it look like to honestly bring that understanding before God and ask him to persuade your heart concerning what is true? Island Insights. In this chapter, Theo makes the point. Just because something seems true to us doesn't make it true. This is a vitally important concept to grasp. What happens to us is real, but the meaning we assign and how we understand it may not reflect reality. We only see in part. We don't always know another person's motives, the circumstances influencing his behavior, or the larger purposes God may be accomplishing beyond our sight. Our perspective seems true to us because it reflects what we already believe to be true. God sees what we cannot see. He knows every fact, every motive, every hidden circumstance, and every truth that lies beyond our limited perspective. He does not ask us to deny pain, ignore wrongdoing, or pretend that difficult events do not matter. He invites us to hold our interpretations humbly and to allow him to expose the conclusions through which we are seeing people, circumstances, and even himself. A heavenly perspective develops as the Holy Spirit persuades our hearts of what is true. As false conclusions are brought into the light, the same circumstances may begin to look different, not because reality has changed, but because we are seeing more clearly. The goal is to receive God's truth, so that what we perceive, feel, and do increasingly reflects His perspective, rather than the assumptions we have carried.